Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
Soundtrack Show going. Welcome to this episode 97 of Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. Tonight we are talking about season 5, episode 5, Human Target. Yes, Human Target. Who could it be? Dun, dun, dun. Well, this episode aired on November the 2nd, 2016. We are catching up for the crossover event next week. Join us as we continue our podcast this week with Sweat Begins, which is the next episode. And then after that is Vigilante, which aired this past week on November 16th. So we got two more episodes to catch up for the crossover event. It's going to be epic. Don't worry. We'll be here and we will give you our opinions. You too can be with us on this podcast. We record live every, probably every week. We do an episode of Arrow on one. It airs on Wednesdays, or on Thursdays. It's the usual airtime for that. And our live number is 914-338-1036. We are also on Twitter. You can join us there at Arrow Talk, all one word, and also on Facebook at Arrow Talk, all one word. Okay, great. So tonight, let me read you the synopsis so we could talk about Arrow. So let's see. On this Human Target, Oliver rescues Renee, who tells him that he gave up Green Arrow's true identity to Church. And why did he do that? Because he was tortured. Come on. You would do the same thing as Renee did. Church plans to kill Oliver as the mayor instead of the vigilante. Diggle rejoins the team and recommends bodyguard Christopher Chance, the Human Target, to help them. Christopher impersonates Oliver as the city hall and takes the mayor and fakes the mayor's death when Church's mercenary attacks. The team realizes that Church plans to consolidate the drug traffic of five cities through Star City, needing Green Arrow eliminated for his plan to succeed. Oliver and his team, joined by Diggle and Christopher, raid Church's meeting and capture him and other crime lords. Oliver publicly claims that his fake death was part of a sting operation. Prometheus kills Church during transport, despite Church telling him Green Arrow's true identity. Television reporter Susan Williams obtains evidence that Oliver was in Russia during the time he was supposed to be stranded on the island. Meanwhile, Oliver finds out that Felicity is dating Bill Malone, a police detective recently assigned to the anti-crime unit. In flashbacks, Oliver is ambushed by other Bratva members. However, the men are killed by Christopher, whom Anatoly had hired to protect Oliver. So a lot going on here. Let's break it down. Let's start off with Renee giving up Church's Oliver's true identity to Church. I mean, come on. I mean, this is what, his third or fourth team up to go out and fight crime, and he gives up Oliver's true identity. I mean, I said at the beginning of the podcast, yeah, I would too. But then that kind of shows what kind of loyalty I have. It's easy to say, oh, I would have done it also. But I'm sure it was really hard for Renee to just let it out like that. And, of course, into the wrong hands. Because Church, man, he's a bad mother effer, if you know what I mean. He just goes full force. Nothing stands in his way. And, of course, he's out to get his main prize, which is Oliver Queen. And of course, as the title of the episode, Human Target, it was Oliver who was the ultimate target. And of course, he was his death was deflected by an impersonation by Christopher, who impersonates Oliver at the city hall and fakes the mayor's death. Christopher Chance, wow, he is cool. I mean, he was the guy that took the target for Oliver Queen, and how cool is that superpower or meta power that he has? I for sure was surprised to see that happen. I was going to say, how did they fake this one now? With Oliver, you know, puking his blood from his mouth and definitely being shot in the chest. It was one of those, like, I was like, okay, how are they going to get out of this? And, of course, Christopher Chance comes in and says, it was all a fake. I'm sorry. He should have told you ahead of time. And they're kind of like, what? Oh, my gosh. Because even the team was not involved in this. And, of course, Oliver had a act alone, or not alone, but in secrecy, so he would not blow this cover, because obviously it blew me away. But even though I knew Oliver was going to come back, I knew it wasn't for good, so I knew he was going to come back regardless. But I just wanted to know, how did they do it this time? And of course, Christopher Chance came in and saved the day. All right, so then another gem in this episode is when, the death of Church. All of a sudden, Prometheus comes in, once again, warning Church to stay away from Oliver Queen. And boy, oh boy, they killed him right away. Prometheus killed Church during the transport of going to jail. And wow, I was shocked as well. I thought they were going to continue on with this Church storyline, but it looks like they're not even messing around. They're like, you know what? We're not going to drag this anymore. We're going to put a big end to this. And boy, oh boy, I was like, whoa, Prometheus is now front and center, now the main reason for Oliver to be quivering in his boots. Prometheus is here to stay. All right, for those listening onto the podcast, let me ask you this. Are you a fan of Prometheus? It looks like we've kind of seen a rendition of this type of villain with the Dark Archer, the Merlin, the Magician, Ra's al Ghul is using bows and arrows. Who else? I'm sure, was it? Not Dead. I want to say Deadshot, but it's not Deadshot. Shoot. It's kind of like, it is Deadpool. I'll be out here. Oh, my gosh. Deathstroke. There you go. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. I know you guys were probably yelling at your speakers, yelling out Deathstroke. And thank you so much. I kind of heard you through the speakers there. Again, you do not have to be an I cannot say that word today. You don't have to be an excerpt to be a fan of this podcast. As you can see, I'm not that well knowledge of the character, but hey, I love it so much that I need to talk about it and just vent out a little and talk about your favorite show. Come on. So Prometheus, we still don't know who the identity of the villain is, as we find out later on. Holy moly. Very, very weird to see some stuff. Very, very scary. Very, very scary in the next week's episode. It kind of gives you a bigger glimpse as to the Prometheus character. If you're watching the show, definitely enjoy the next coming weeks as we talk about upcoming episodes from Arrow. All right, and then also another little subtle, but come on, let's see what's going on. The television reporter, Susan Williams, she's very much flirting with Oliver Queen. And, of course, his team is telling her to slow down, not to even engage. And we saw, I believe in this episode, we saw her give him her number. So wow, very, very cool, or very not, you know, Oliver should focusing on bigger things like taking down Prometheus, of course. Now let me ask you this. Diggle is back in on the team of Team Arrow. How do we feel? I think it's a great way to have him fill his duties now that he is back to save the day and be Oliver's right-hand man. I'm very happy that his helmet is now a full helmet, not just a half helmet like a Halloween mask that we all talked about before. He got this full helmet. Now he kind of looks like a full-blown Magneto slash the Atom. I don't know. Do you guys think it resembles a lot of the Atom? And the reason why I see that is, you know, the face shield blast and the light that illuminates from the inside showing Diggle. I don't know why there's a light to pinpoint where Diggle is in his mask. If you're hiding, you should not have anything glowing. I would stick to what Oliver Queen is doing and being mysterious and dark. And Oliver Queen, I mean, for all that he is, I mean, I always mention it, that he is definitely a different version of Batman with all the gadgets, with the billionaire background, with the saving the city type of theme. I really enjoy when he's just swinging around, kicking ass, because at times I just envision Batman doing that, and that's how sometimes I'm able to get through the show, and it's just great to see a really dark character. Aside from another series, Gotham, that is a dark series as well, and it's great to see these two contrast shows with Gotham and Arrow, and especially what they're doing with different stylistics way of shooting. So really enjoy that, because it's not like a continuing just bland version or even the cinematography. It's definitely different, and that's what I love about the different DC shows, starting with Gotham and then with Arrow, as those two being the dark ones, and The Flash and Supergirl being the brighter characters and the brighter settings, colorful villains and bright message. It's great to see that contrast from Arrow and Gotham. And then we have DC Legends talk, which is kind of different. It's not a light or dark. It's just like more of a history lesson, which I love as well. And see how it all encompasses this synergy of these four shows. It's four of the Gotham, Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, and DC 5. Okay, these five shows. Wow. Yeah, that's why we have to keep up. All right. Great to see the contrast between the whole DCU TV universe and how they are all different from each other, which makes it so much more interesting to watch, especially if you have in a marathon like I have. I'm trying to catch up on these shows. I start with Gotham, and then I go to Supergirl, and then I go to Flash, and then I go to Arrow, and then I go to DC Legends. So I just wrap it up every week with DC Legends, and it's a great way to wrap it up. It's not dark, it's not light, but it's definitely a history lesson. And that's what I like. I like history. So maybe that's why I like the show. All right. Well, this has been your host, Jesus Heredia, and thank you so much for downloading the Arrow Talk podcast. Please join us next week as we discuss the crossover for Arrow and the other DCU TVCs. But don't forget, we're catching up. Our next episode is titled, So It Begins. And boy, oh boy, it definitely begins. We'll be talking about that on our next podcast. So have a good night, and I'll talk to you then. Bye.